And Matt Smith is heading there as well. Well, let's find out. Are you going that way, Matt?
I am, Andrew. Yep, I'm just on my way, actually.
Okay, well, let's talk about it then. Fierce Impact went within a breath of winning last week at Scone.
Yeah, no, he did. He was very good last week. Horse went super. Can't fault the way he's done in between. He's arrived in Sydney in really good order. I'm sorry, in Brisbane in really good order. And, he ate up last night. He's spot on. Can't fault him.
Can you recall backing him up in the past, Matt?
No, never backed him up before. It's the only unknown. Really today, whether he will back up. But he's come out of the race, you know, really fresh and well in himself. And even though it's been a preparation, nothing's gone right. Like, he's very well in himself, you know. He's in good order.
Weight for age, 2,000 metres. It's not easy, but it's not a strong, when you go short, it's not a strong weight for age field.
No, I think it's the right race. I really do. I think he's right in the race. I'm really pleased with, just the way he's done and up to the 2,000. He's definitely ready for the 2,000 now. He's looking for it. And I can't, just can't fault him. I think he's spot on.
Yeah. You'd be in two minds tactically, whether to go forward, back or in between?
Yeah, no, that's the problem today. It's really the awkward barrier. And where do we end up in the run? Yeah, there's only a short run to the first turn there. He's backing up, so... Yeah, I'm just going to see what the pattern does on the day. See how the track races and see if there's any pattern develops during the day up there, and we'll make a decision a bit closer to the race. But yeah, look, he's well. If he gets the right run, I'm sure he can figure in the finish.
What do you make of the run at Scone?
Yeah, it's a good run. Like the leader kept going. I don't think his sectional suggests he was attacking the line. You know, I don't think it was. Anything other than the leader just kept going, you know, like he kept kicking. He found again at about the 150 when we thought we had him. And on the line, he was probably on stride from winning the race. So, yeah, I thought he was really good. And
anything left for him after today?
No, probably today, probably spell after today and then get ready for the spring. This would be a nice way to go out for the preparation if we can knock this over. But, I think that might be about the end of the prep for him.
Yeah. Your runner in Sydney is Grey Lion. He seems a happy horse.
No, he's in good order. Yeah, no, he's really done well from his race, from his run at Ramley. Horse looks superb. Work's been spot on. I can't fault him. You know, his trial was nice and sharp, and he just looks a really, really in good order and healthy and well. And yeah, ready to run good today for sure.
Mm. If there is probably. Looking at the form, he's in terrific form, and he's two runs for you and his few trials. So, tempo-wise, can he adapt to it if they slow up here?
Yeah, look, I don't see why he wouldn't be a bit closer today. I mean, we drew, awkwardly the other day and just second up, didn't want to go and, have one of those runs where you wish you weren't trapped three wide, etc. So we went back on him. So, look, today, from a good barrier, I don't see why he wouldn't be a bit closer. He raced close and... when he was in Melbourne. And I don't see today why he wouldn't hold a position midfield and hopefully he can work his way to the outside and we'll see him running strong.
Hmm. Could we see him up in Brisbane? He can stay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, he's going to the Brisbane Cup after this race.
Okay.
So, the 24, step of the 2400 would be perfect. Horse looks superb. Yeah, like I think just a nice preparation, 3 weeks between runs, so... Yeah, and I'm really happy for he's up to, and I really think he'll go on with the job today. His run was great at Randwick, and there's no reason to suggest any work or anything. He'd do anything else, you know.
Yeah, for sure. All right, two good chances. Hopefully, a interstate double.
Be nice, Ron.
Yeah, it would be.
Be lovely.
let's hope he's right. Hey, just with Grey Lion, because we've seen him with other trainers, and he went around, for a good couple of years. Have you trained, just talking with Terry Henderson and the crew from OTI, have you changed the way you've trained, that he's been trained?
I've changed the way I'd probably train a stayer, yeah, definitely. I'm really training like a six furlong horse, really the way that we've just... decided to prepare him because we know he can stay. It's just a matter of keeping him fit and just keeping him sound is the biggest thing. So, yeah, he sort of works kept short and sharp, and You know, we just were. Well, I was sort of thinking that, you know, he'd race himself into fitness. But, so we're a little bit surprised second up to see him go so well. But obviously, he's happy in the routine, and that's why he performed that way.
And that's probably put the speed back into his legs as well, with that, instead of that long, long grinding, staying work, just to, like you said, that sprinting work.
Exactly, yeah, that's what we thought when we got him. We thought we'll just try something different. Sort of, you know, probably we guessed a bit the way he might have been prepared elsewhere, and thought we'll just try to do it differently and see what happens.
It's certainly working.
Good on you, Matt. Hope it's an okay sort of day, a positive day for you. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much, fellas. Good luck. Thank you.
Good on you. Matt Smith there. I had Cathy O'Hara on radio yesterday, Ron. I don't know whether you heard it with her. Sounding really confident, just the feel that this horse is giving, even through the latest trial that you spoke about there.
Yeah, geez, there's some positive signs about this horse. I'm having second guesses of just tipping one to beat him today, but it sounds like he's absolutely flying, and there's no indication through his every trial for the stable and the two runs that he's had that he's not flying. So, and just listening that he could race a little bit closer there is another big tick here in this race as well.